If there were a convenient way to do so, Constance Humphreys would invite all her audiences here, inside her Asheville townhome, to watch her perform.
A gallery situation or a small venue situation or even a house is ideal because I can be very close to my audience. I like to look at them. I like to look in their eyes. Sometimes I like to get in their space, not in an aggressive way, but in a supportive kind of way.
Humphreys practices the art of butoh dance. Here, she's rehearsing in her carpeted bedroom, where there's little other than her bed to get in her way. Butoh has Japanese roots, and it only looks ancient. The form is just about 60 years old. The movements can seem shapeless and as slow as the minute hand of a clock.
I feel like what I bring to the form is an incredible amount of determination to be present with my audience, to be in the movement at all times.
At times, with her shaved head, lean limbs, and absence of facial expression, Humphreys can look like a marionette. The atmospheric sound behind her offers nothing in the way of rhythm or melody to anchor her footing.
There's a ghostly-like quality. There are issues of release and weight and sort of ways of moving the body that deal with gravity and energy and time and space and force.
Humphreys is a third-generation native of Asheville. She began clogging as a preschooler when her father would take her to hear music, and she eventually studied art and became a modern dancer. She went to Seattle in 2005 for her first butoh workshop and dove into intense study for another 5 years before feeling comfortable enough to think of herself as a butoh dancer.
My experience in modern and contemporary dance, I had rehearsed to the point of accuracy, but I certainly wasn't always in my body or in the space with the audience. And with butoh, it's the exact opposite.
Humphreys' movements are abstract, but she begins by digging deep into her own memories, history, and emotional stress points.
All of my dances start with a personal experience. The piece that I'm going to perform as part of this show is about the history of my relationships. And I'm not communicating that to the audience, but that's the core that I'm working with.
Humphreys also has backgrounds in video and visual art, and both merge with her movements in a series of compelling works now on view at Revolve Gallery. On borrowed iPods, iPads, and other portable screens, Humphreys' performances run in short loops that look like living black and white photographs, and the collection of them in one place makes clear Humphreys isn't merely a dancer, but an artist.
I feel like my work as a human is to become the best and kindest and most egoless human I can be. I feel like that's what I'm here to do.
Humphreys is now 51, and she expects to express herself through butoh well into her senior years.
It's similar to a lot of movement-based activities that allow the form to be practiced in whatever body you happen to inhabit. So I like to think that if bits start falling off and things actually stop working, it will only add to my butoh.
Humphreys is debuting new work for a performance at Revolve February 10th, and her work on video remains on the walls of Revolve through March 3rd. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.